Good afternoon. A 34-year-old woman died on the Costa Blanca on Friday after accidentally falling from a small pleasure boat and suffering various injuries after being struck by the vessel's propeller. The young victim suffered injuries to her face and neck and went into cardiac arrest. The incident happened on Friday evening off Portichol Beach in Javier. Eyewitnesses on the boat alerted the emergency services around 7:20 that evening. A life support ambulance and another from the Emergency Medical Aid Service were sent to the scene. The medical team performed advanced resuscitation manoeuvres and managed to recover the victim during her transfer to Denia Hospital. However, once at the hospital, the woman went into cardiac arrest again and later died. The Guardia Civil is investigating the circumstances of the incident. More than 100 tourists have fallen ill following suspected salmonella poisoning at a four-star hotel. A 15-month-old baby and seven children are among 20 victims rushed to hospital after the incident at the Izan Cavana Hotel in La Manga. As many as 28 cases were reported initially, but yesterday the number of people with health problems had jumped to over 100 of the 800 guests. The poisoning escalated so quickly that a field hospital has been set up at the Seafront Hotel. Health inspectors have taken samples from the kitchen at the hotel, which has now been closed as part of an ongoing investigation. A 23-year-old Moroccan diver was rescued some 24 miles off Malaga on Friday after 2 days adrift. He was spotted by a merchant ship and the crew alerted the Maritime Rescue Service. The man was recovering in hospital in Motril, waiting to be discharged. The man told the National Police that he'd gone diving with some friends near Ceuta on Wednesday afternoon, but the strong currents just swept him away. The young man was found floating in the sea and showing signs of hypothermia. And Jonas Vingegaard finished strongly to win the second stage of the Vuelta cycle event in Italy yesterday. He was involved in a crash involving many riders, but rejoined the peloton with blood on his elbow. The Danish rider finished just ahead of Giulio Cicioni in a mass sprint for the line on the mountaintop finish near the French border. The opening stages are being held in northern Italy before stage four dips across into France, and then the Vuelta moves to Spain before its traditional finish in Madrid. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.